Well, good morning. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Tuesday morning. Glad to have you with us. If you're on the Combine, be safe this morning. If you're traveling the byroads of America, be sure to look out for all those harvesters and the tractors and wagons and the slow-moving trucks. They're big, and you're not going to win that battle, I promise you. But they'll be watching out for you. You watch out for them, too, and we'll get through the harvest season really safely. One other item before we get started this morning. It is our fall pledge period here at Illinois Public Media, and that means we're asking you, our listeners, in particular the ag audience at this point, to pledge their financial support to the radio station that brings them agricultural programming. You know, we've been working really hard over the past several months to make sure that you continue to get all of the materials that you have. Just prior to Dave Dickey's departure, I'll talk to you a little bit about that during the closing market report and through all the week and the kinds of plans we have. But I'm pretty certain that you've stayed right where you were, that we've managed to cover everything to this point. It's not been easy. We've done a lot of work. The budgets are pretty tight, as you well know, at the state level. And we're asking you right now to step up to the plate. And honestly, I need you to step up the plate. They listen. They really look at the numbers as they come in from this pledge drive. And I know you as the ag audience are thinking, hey, wait a second, my income's going to be down pretty sharply this year. And I'd love to let you off the hook. I really would, but I can't. I just can't at this point simply because the budgets are too harsh in the state of Illinois. We don't know where we're standing exactly. We're not doing bad, frankly. We're not doing bad in the agricultural world. But we do need your help. And I'd like you to give just whatever you can at this point. 217-244-9455. And when I say whatever you can, how about starting at the $120 level? And you can work either way, up or down. But let's make that the midpoint at 217-244-9455. When you get a chance, give us a call. Or you can just go online and pledge at willag.org. There's a donate button up at the top of the page. Make sure you do that, and we'll get it all done. But you need to start right now. Don't wait till the end of the week. We really have today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday to get this done. We're looking to raise about $90,000, and I'm hopeful that you will step up to the plate. Really need you to do that. In Chicago, let's take a look at the numbers now, 217-244-9455, or 217-BIG-WILL. That's the number to call, by the way. In Chicago, futures are higher at this point. December corn is up 3 cents at 396.5. March at 406.75 is up 3. July up 3.5 at 418. December at 416.75 up 2.25. November beans 9.5 cents higher at $8.93.75. January at 897.5 up 9.25. And the May futures at 905 are 9.5 cents higher. November beans at 901.25 are 9.5 for next year up as well. Bean meal futures up $3.90 at 304.90. The bean oil up 6 cents at 28.54. Wheat futures are trading the December 8.25 higher at 523.75. The July at 536 up 7.5. The hard red July this morning at 545, that's up 8 cents. Live cattle futures are currently trading at 122.80, 67.5 higher in the October. Feeders are at 52.5 lower in that October contract at 177.60, and the lean hogs at 73.65 are up 65. Dialed yet? No, not yet. Hey, why not right now? 217-244-9455 on the line with us to take a look at these numbers and make sense some of them as we head towards Friday and the end of our pledge period. 217-244-9455, and of course the WASD, World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimates and the Crop Production Reports. As Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Wayne, you have been with us for a very long time on the air. Thank you so much for volunteering your time to be with us each and every Tuesday, and for Commodity Week, too. I do appreciate that greatly. And I think it's a service that hopefully helps you out and helps all our farmers out.
Well, we sure hope so. We hate to think we spend all this time not helping somebody.
Well, speaking of helping, let's talk a little bit about the marketplace this morning. A little surprised that this was not a turnaround Tuesday, meaning a lower marketplace after yesterday. 2 days in a row is a pretty good sign, I suppose. Do we know why the market continues to move higher, especially the soybeans?
Well, I think, number one, the funds are a little bit short there. They're wanting to even up coming into the report on Friday. The farmer has been very stubborn seller of grain this fall. We haven't seen the movement we'd like to see. And we're seeing Brazil has planted just 2 to 3% of their beans so far. And, you know, that's what we're looking at as them to increase their bean acreage down there this in this planting time period. So that hasn't happened. The dry weather there, and also, you know, the wheat showing some strength on the side with the Russian and Australian dryness out there also. But I think more than anything, we're seeing the funds sort of come back into the commodities just a little bit this week. Like you said, this not being a turnaround Tuesday, we've seen turnaround Tuesdays. If it's higher on Monday, it's lower on Tuesday. If it's lower on Monday, it's higher on Tuesday for about the last 2 months. And this was just sort of, it was down that way when I come in this morning, but it sure turned around.
It turned around nicely. As we head towards the crop production report and the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, do you suppose there will be anything that changes very much on those reports? And you can start with the crop production report, but I do want to get to the world numbers, too.
Well, I think that the main thing we're going to look at, or what could be a big shock to some of us, would be if they change the planted or harvested acreage. You know, as to what, how much prevented plant was there, how many failed crop acres were there, and what's the harvest acre is going to be, because that's where it could really pop in. I think that there's a lot of people that are looking for, you know, it's been very unsure as far as the corn goes, as far as the yields, very great variability. You know, I talked to guys this morning, they're off as much as 60 bushels from last year, and then others that are within 10 bushels of last year as we were talking. So a lot of variability in the corn harvest, and we're going to see what that comes in.
One of the other items that I made note of, and just for folks who are thinking about that harvested acreage figure, for the soybeans in particular, the FSA dump for the month of October has been made, I think, or will be shortly made to USDA, though we won't see that figure until October 14th. But it should be calculated in the crop production report. So they may very well change acreage for soybeans in this monthly report. The WASDE numbers take a look at the global figures as well. There is a lot of dryness, as you mentioned, in South America, in particular in Mato Grosso. And then in Eastern Europe, I made note that there was, I don't know whether it's confirmed or potential rumor, that maize exports from Ukraine may be dropped back by another 20%. So I suppose things might be getting tighter on the world supply numbers. Will we see any changes, do you suppose, from USDA, or is it just too close to the time that we're looking at that report?
Well, that's the kicker of the whole thing. They could make them. But being it is as close as it is, and we haven't really seen that it has time to change a little bit, we don't know if they will make them, so that could be one of the shockers. And we do know that the algorithm traders will have numbers set in, and if they're above or below that, they'll buy or sell. And we could see a pretty big reaction if they did actually take some of that into account.
Is the, and maybe you can tell me in your area for soybeans, basis has been really good, strong for both corn and soybeans this fall season. I don't know whether that has as much to do, and it was last year too, I think, with the amount of storage that is available on the farm, or whether the supplies are a bit more constrained than most. Could be a combination of the both, I suppose. If it's constrained, that would be a good news for longer-term rallies.
Well, I think that, number one, Todd, you are right. The storage has greatly grown on farm, but also in our area, of course, as far as the corn goes, and that's where the tightness has been more so over here, you know, we do have a poor corn crop. We do have more storage, and the ethanol plants have been bidding up quite for corn for this time of year in harvest. They're probably 20 to 30 cents higher than that they would be on their basis in usual terms. The bean basis was good. Nothing like last year. We were totally out of beans in our area last year, and we saw, you know, $1 to $2 over for early harvested beans. We didn't see that. We were seeing 30 to 50 cents. I think we saw a dollar one day that just lasted one day. But our basis are above what was considered to be normal for the fall so far, and the corn basis sustained stronger than the bean basis.
We'll talk with you again this afternoon, Wayne.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana, joins us here on Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbanum. Coming up on the top of the hour, it'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. I hope you have already dialed this number with your pledge of financial support, but if not, it's 217-244-9455, or of course you can go to our webpage, which is willag.org or willpledge.org. You'll see a donate button. And please do donate. It's up in the top of the page, right there in the little gray segment that runs along the top of the page. WillPledge.org, WillAg.org, or 217-244-9455. Every pledge counts, and I mean it. It really does. Oh, and thank you. Thank you so much for supporting us here at Illinois Public Media.